More Idaho Matters right now. All across the Southwest, there's a problem. There's not enough water to go around, and the water that does arrive often falls far away from where people live, and that leads to tense conversations about how and where it should be used. A new project is trying to bridge that gap, starting with the youngest water users. KUNC's Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
How well do you remember fifth grade? The days can be a blur of fractions and recess, but there were always a few memorable ones that stood out. Today is one of those days at Basalt Middle School. There's a special guest, and the kids are learning about water.
And I want you to repeat after me. A watershed?
A watershed.
Is where all the water,
flows
to one place.
Megan Dean works with the Roaring Fork Conservancy, a local river nonprofit. In this classroom, the excitement levels are somewhere between field trip and substitute teacher showing a movie. Dean is here to help set them up with pen pals on the other side of the state.
They start looking at their pen pals as somebody that they can become friends with and somebody that they can share experiences with. And after learning and sharing experiences, it becomes a little easier to wrap your head around sharing water.
You see, when adults have conversations about sharing water in Colorado and all across the Southwest, things get territorial. Right now, states that share the Colorado River are caught in a standoff. But when it comes to kids, Dean is hoping to set them on a more neighborly track. First, we spend a little time learning what water is used for. Cities, farms, habitats, and, well, just about everything. Just ask Cameron Hutter.
I didn't know pizza required water.
What did you think it was made out of?
I thought it was made out of dough.
And we're learning another big surprise today, where the water comes from and just how far it goes. In this state, more than 80% of the water falls on the west side of the mountains. But more than 80% of the state's people are on the east side. So these kids in two schools on opposite sides of the divide will be trying to bridge it with their letters. At first, student Harper French reacts the same as a lot of adults who learn about that split.
Yes, so they should thank us for sharing the water.
But the whole point of this activity is to combat that mentality, making kids think about working together to take good care of the shrinking resource. French is already lining up the questions for his pen pal.
There isn't like a giant city and stuff. What is it like? Like, we live in a beautiful place. I don't know if they do. So, I'd probably ask them about that.
A few weeks later, I follow the letters on their journey all the way across the mountains to meet the other pen pals, this time in Aurora, just outside of Denver.
I'm going to allow you to open your letters, read them, and then we're going to talk about how you're going to respond to them.
Teacher Karen Child is handing out brightly decorated envelopes from Basalt Middle School to her fifth graders.
Mine's wrote, "My name is Emily and I am a fifth grade at Bass Middle School. I live 3 hours away from Denver."
Ooh, that's far.
Malaya Moore and her classmates are learning about how their buddies use water.
Mine said that she likes to go rafting. She likes to make water plants with her mom. She likes to watch movies, and she loves rafting. I don't know if I said that already.
But there's a common thread. The water that Cole Walton and the Aurora kids rely on every day is the same water used by their pen pals.
I learned that both of our water comes from the same place, which is the snow and the mountains, and the streams and the rivers.
And that fact is one Roaring Fork Conservancy's Megan Dean hopes will stick.
They see kind of the baseline science and knowledge as something that's very understandable, actually, because they're not distracted from personal wants.
And that, she hopes, will help shape a new generation of water users in the West. I'm Alex Hager.
This story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River, produced by KUNC and supported by the Walton Family Foundation. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just
covered up.
I've never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.